Joining us now from Spokane, Brian Coddington is a spokesperson for Spokane Public Schools. Brian, welcome to the Dory Monson Show. Todd Herman filling in. I sure appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. I let me predicate this by saying I am a product of the Spokane School Districts. I had a very good experience there overall. My mom was a career teacher there. Some of my very best friends continue to teach in the district. So certainly don't want to get into the game of school bashing or teacher bashing. We're obviously really concerned about this report KXLY published saying that there's been a long-term game that appears to be kind of a sexual assault game called Molest Me Mondays that KXLY contends and some parents contend has been going on at Shaw Middle School for quite a while, and that it was known by school officials. So committed to fairness as we are, I want to get you on and talk about this.
Well, thanks for having me. So let me start off by saying right away that we don't condone this type of activity. We take it very, very seriously, and the staff there has taken it seriously and reacted and responded to any reported behavior or behavior that they have witnessed. This behavior typically happens away from staff use, so they largely rely on reporting of from students of this type of behavior. At this point, they believe there's been one report of this type of behavior this year. So the memo that was referenced in the story was in relation to a staff memo that was pushed out to staff members to make them aware that this had occurred and to help them be vigilant and watching for this type of behavior. That incident was dealt with swiftly, and discipline was handed out appropriately for that student. The parents of both involved students were contacted and made aware, and the first choice is always to partner with the parents in terms of any type of discipline and activity. But it's not something that we condone. It's something that the staff is very mindful of and pays close attention to. They've taken steps in terms of educating staff members about what to look for and how to help students be comfortable reporting that to a trusted adult, whether it's a teacher or a counselor or principal or admin or other trusted adult, to make sure that that behavior is dealt with quickly. There's been two attempts at education of the students, and those typically come after major breaks, so after the summer break and after the winter break. That education has occurred with all the students, and it's just an opportunity to really enhance and remind students of the appropriateness of behavior and what they should do if they witness or experience anything that makes them uncomfortable.
All right, so Brian Coddington is with us, spokesperson for the Spokane Public Schools. And Brian, the KXLY article refers to a leaked memo, and leaked dated November 2019. And the story contends that parents were not informed that this Molest Me Monday activity had been going on, which people who have been affected by this are comparing it to sexual assault. Were parents not informed?
So the memo was a staff memo that was sent from the administrators to the full staff, so they were aware of the situation. And those types of decisions about informing parents are made at the building levels, and typically when there's a single incident that happens, they make a decision to involve just the immediate families. When there's repeated activity that goes on over a period of time, that's when you start to make those decisions about informing the rest of the families. In this case, they had experienced one report of this activity this school year, so since late August through current. And so the decision was made to involve just the family members of the immediate incident.
Okay, so parents weren't warned. I mean, the immediate parents were talked to. A mother talked to KXLY, said that no one had told the parents until she did. In hindsight, given that we're understanding this to have been pretty widespread, but you're saying it was isolated? In hindsight, does the district feel they did the right thing here and maybe should have, or maybe should have informed all the parents?
So we did go ahead and make a communication to all the families this week in response to the coverage to make sure that they had the full story and heard it straight from us. These are difficult situations. You want to make sure that you are keeping families informed, but also don't want to overwhelm them with information. And when you have an incident, as I said, one reported incident, you want to treat that accordingly and appropriately. And we certainly understand that there are families out there that felt like we should have done something different, and we have taken that feedback and we'll use that as we move forward to learn and grow from the situation.
Okay. And how many students were affected? How many students, I think it was mostly young women who described these assaults. Exactly how many students were touched in these ways?
We're aware of one report this school year, and so one of the things that we're doing and staff has been doing throughout the school year is to make sure that students are comfortable reporting this type of behavior. Just because there's only been one report doesn't necessarily mean there's only been one incident, but they're acting on anything that they see or that it's reported to them. So the work that they're doing right now is to make sure that students, one, know what the appropriate boundaries are, and then two, if they see something or experience something that's uncomfortable to them, to make sure that they tell that trusted adult, whether that's a teacher or a counselor or a principal or someone else in their life, so that they can help them get the help that they need in terms of investigation accountability down the road.
Okay. So I want to make really clear that I'm listening very closely to what you're saying. Brian Coddington is with us, spokesperson for Spokane Public Schools. You said you received one report this year. Did you receive reports last year of these behaviors?
I'm not aware of any reports last year. What I've been told is there was one report this year that's happened, and so they've dealt with that report this year, and again have educated the staff, and that'll continue, and then the most importantly, the education of the students will continue, and they've taken some steps to increase presences in hallways and make sure that during passing periods there's extra sets of eyes and ears out there, and making sure students are comfortable reporting if they feel uncomfortable.
Okay, last question for you, Brian. I really appreciate you coming on. You came on at short notice. This story is kind of going viral. Very thankful you came on at short notice to give the school's point of view on this. You said that there was one report this year. Are you and are the staff aware of any other students who have been touched inappropriately in relation to Molest Me Monday? Is any staff aware of any students who've been touched but did not report?
Not that I'm aware of. Not this school year, no.
Not this school year.
Oh, I don't have information on the previous school year, so I don't want to make a comment on the previous school years. But what I'm aware of this school year is they're aware of one.
Okay, fair enough. I really appreciate you coming on. You do important work, and like I said, that's my background. This my entire family's in education, just about. So, Brian Coddington, Spokane Public Schools, keep educating the kids. We sure appreciate you coming on, Brian. Thank you so much for joining us on Chi Radio.
All right, thanks for having me. Have a good day.